So now moving on to talking about the job itself and at the Australian Defence Satellite Communications Station. When I first started here 8 years ago, there was just two ladies on station. And for most of that time before, there was only one. And then yourself came along, and now I think we've got six on station.
Yeah, yep. There's a lot more women here. I remember when I came here, there was only three.
Yeah.
And there were with the other two ladies here, it was just they all had different things going on, so it wasn't... It was fun. It was really good to talk to them, but I will admit the guys here were a lot of help as well.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it was really easy to fit in, even if there weren't that many women, but now there are, and we all socialise with each other, and...
Yeah, I've found that, just over the last 2-3 years, just having more ladies does give the station more diversity, and also, there's young and old now, which is great. So you found that fitting in is easy with both young and old workers here in Geelong?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just with both, it's like you get different experiences. Some have worked here for 10 plus years and some are just out of the recruiting, and so you just get to hear different stories, and it's just never a dull day here, I'd say.
So you said you worked around about a year in Canberra,
yeah,
and a couple of years here in Geelong. What do you sort of like about a defence station, working at a defence station like Geraldton, as opposed to what you were doing before?
Well, working at the lodge, it was a small station, and then coming here, it's a big station, but for the number of people, it's a small station. And I really love the close-knit kind of community we have here, and we never hold anything back from each other if we need to talk. But honestly, I haven't worked at a big station before, but I just love the community we've got here at the moment, so...
Well, it's a good little, stepping stone for you, because, you've gone from really small to, more of a remote location, which is small but bigger than you were before, and now you'll be going to Perth. So
yeah, it's so beautiful out here too. It's just nice to see the hills and...
Describe the location for people.
Well, I don't think you can describe it. I mean, you've got to see it for yourself, to be fair, but during the winter it's... beautiful, it's so green, you've got the sun setting when you drive to work for night shift, and it peeks through the clouds and you just get a beautiful hue across the sky, and the hills light up with the green, and all the animals are out, and it's just beautiful to drive to work in the remoteness compared to just seeing all the cars next to you and people getting frustrated of traffic. And it's just, you drive here straight and it's beautiful.
Yeah, I think like the regional stations, and I'll include Exmouth and Alice Springs in this, there is that the uniqueness that comes from that, the location, be it if it's Exmouth, it's really on the beach, or the red dusty terrain of Alice Springs, or here in Geraldton we're on a farm, it's like if you do need a breather, it's being outside, you just have to step outside.
Yeah.
It has a bit of a calming effect, I reckon.
It does. It's as simple as just stepping outside the door and just breathing it in. And we can do foot patrols, we can do bike patrols, and even just getting out there and walking around, it's just so refreshing.
Another thing we can do is actually drive out in Sydney Farm.
Yep.
In the four-wheel drive, which is always a bit of fun.
Yeah, you do the course, you can go out there and try your luck.
Because you would have done the four-wheel drive course?
Yes, I've done the four-wheel drive course and the bike course, and I loved them both. They were so much fun, and I learned a lot. I mean, you think that, why do I need to do a bike course? I've ridden a bike since I was so young, but you just learn so many things doing the course that you obviously wouldn't have done before. I mean, you do some skids on gravel and you didn't know which brake to pull before, and Yeah, it's just, it's completely different, especially going over the terrain in remote locations as well. You're probably used to driving just on flat bitumen, but
yeah, 100%.
It's completely different.
So that's definitely two things that someone coming over here or starting will be able to do, because, you know, we've got the landscape to utilise both bikes and four-wheel drives.
Yeah, and there's people here that are qualified to teach that as well.
Yes, the bike that's course. Right.
Anyway, so...
Yeah. So so if there was a young lady come over from, you know, the other side of the country, or they're starting in Geraldton and working at ADSCS, what would you say to them? Any tips and that you could pass on?
Do it. Honestly, I just don't want to say that it's not a good place, because it is. It is such an amazing place here. I just can't fault it. There's nothing I can fault